What are the things that people might dig to go fishing with to use for bait?
Oh, earthworms. For the most part, you just call them earthworms.
Do you know what a night crawler is?
Night crawler? No. Night crawler? No.
The hard-shelled animal that there is an amphibious type, also one that lives on dry land. These hard-shelled animals that pull in their legs and their head into their shell.
Oh, yes. You have reference to the tortoise. Yes. But a dry land pterodactyl. Because the turtle lives in the water, for the most part.
Oh, there are three then?
Turtles, yes, turtles live in water, but they can make it on the outside for a good long while, but they stay in water most of the time.
I thought a turtle and a tortoise were the same. Oh, no,
that you could eat a turtle. You have turtle soup, and there's certain parts of his body that's eaten, because I don't believe I'd want any of it, but I understand they are edible. But I've never heard of anybody eating a tortoise or a tarantula.
What is the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that has claws and it swims away backwards when it's scared?
Oh, yes, crayfish.
The insect that flies around a light, the ones that were...
Light bulb? They call them candle flies in those birds.
What are the things that can get in your wool clothes if you don't put...
Or moths.
What is the kind of little... I don't know if it's an insect, but it's kind of little bug that flies around at night and flashes its tail light on and off.
Oh yes, that's a lightning bug.
A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damp places and eats its way to mosquitoes.
That sounds interesting.
They're about maybe 2 inches long, and they're blue colored. The ones I've seen are kind of bluish green.
That's new to me. And they have festivities of mosquitoes?
Uh-huh. They'd be good right now.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a dragonfly?
I've heard of them. I know that the mosquitoes were their prey, though. I've never heard that before.
What kind of stinging insects do you know?
Bees, hornets, but I've had those to attack me this summer. Mm-hmm. Wasps. Yellow jackets, regular honeybee, and a bumblebee. I guess that about covers all.
There's a difference between those.
Oh yes, each one has a variety. The bumblebee is the big one. Then you have the honeybee, which is a smaller animal, and of course, as its name implies, it manufactures honey. That is, the queen bee does. And doing this process of making honey, if you disturb it, I understand it will sting you. And this regular, just a common bee will sting you anyway if he comes too close or in an environment where he is uncertain. He'll sting his way out because he usually dies because he can sting only one time. Wasps are another type thing that's very dangerous. A lot of people suffer fatalities when they're stung in certain places.
What are the kind of insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass?
Oh, grasshopper.
Have you ever heard that called a hopper grass?
Yes, grasshopper or hopper grass. Either way, it just depends upon the colloquial expression.
What are small fish used for bait?
Minnows.
The things that gather in ceilings of rooms that haven't been cleaned for a while?
Spiders, for the most part, webs.
If you saw this stretched out over a bush outside, would you call it the same thing?
It more or less would be the same thing, but it's a different kind of spider. It may be a black widow, which would be a very dangerous thing to happen. And the common spider that you find at home, well, he'll stay there because it's a matter of being out of the atmosphere that's crude for him, or maybe not so easy for him to get along.